I'll take you back to 1953. My mother died of a heart attack, and my father died. He had kidney problem. Within 8 months, we buried both my mum and dad. There were three young lads. The youngest was 6. The eldest was coming 10. I had 3 children of my own. I didn't take the children when mum died, but when dad died, it was time, right? So I just took the children back to my home, and we didn't do a lot of talking. The children knew their mum and dad were ill, but they didn't know to what extent, and we never told them. And one little boy, incidentally, was very ill himself, Alan. He was a very, very sick child, and he died when he was only 14. However, I have a wonderful husband. I didn't even ask if he would take 3 children. I didn't ask if he would take 1. I just lumbered him with 3 extra children. Now, many people will say, oh, we'll take 1. Maybe we'll take 2. But who in this world take 3? I know several do, and several take more. And they are to be applauded. And until the day I die, I shall never thank my husband enough. He's 96 at the moment. He's one of the Arctic survivors. But he's done for everyone. But for my children, for my boys, we lost Alan, as I say, when he was just 14. Just 2 weeks after he died, Gareth had his eye shot out as he came home from school. He was 12. Owen was 16. He had gone into the army afterwards, and he died at a later age, but he was quite young. But all I want to stress is, please, whoever take children, just treat them as though you had given birth to them yourselves.
Can I ask you something, Eilis? Amongst everything that you've told us, and it is a bit of a personal question, have you had time to grieve yourself? Have you had time to take a back seat? And
I have never cried.
How does that make you feel?
I think my parents would have been proud of me. But I'm sure they would have been... Well, how can I say? I was too busy. I had plenty to do. I was too busy looking after the children to make sure that their lives would be as good as I could make it. Gareth, he came over on Mothering Sunday. He lives in Port Talbot. He's 68. And my bouquet was to Mum. He knows I'm his sister, but it was to Mum. Another thing we did was we always made out that my parents' grave was their garden. And we went regularly to the garden. And this helped the children a great deal. We'd pick bluebells, buttercups, milk flowers, you name it. We didn't buy flowers. We just picked chivalry shakes, you name it. We did it. And they sat on their mum's grave, tossing, playing jackstones, doing just as they wanted to. Because had they been alive, they would have been sat on a lap anyway.